O'Reilly still a lying motherfucker. He the plug that's supplying motherfuckers in. Brian Williams is a lying motherfucker too. Buying into any kind of news is a sucker move. You missed the revolution trying to YouTube it. Fuck hands up, don't shoot. It's a troop movement. You missed the opportunity to stop this shit. Now you can't stop it even if they stop stopping frisk. Watching Monopoly on the populace and niggas still playing respectability politics. I'm not as naive as the notion is that emotionless is the way that I'm supposed to live. You gotta be a complete retard to turn the other cheek and get fucked like a sweetheart. I'd rather see the city under siege than to have to read shirts saying I can't breathe. I'd rather shoot back when the cops shoot WWPD. What would Pop do? I'd rather do the shit that you would not do. It's not to knock you, but it's because somebody got to.
White folks, black folks, Korean folks, Mexican folks, Puerto Ricans, you gotta understand each other. You gotta take a bigger chance. And when I say Americans, people think I'm talking about Uncle Sam. I mean like actually Uncle Sam with the gray hair and the flag. I mean you. You. The guy, you know, the mechanic. I mean you need to do
something. I wonder what would Pac do? If Don Lemon is supposed to be a black man, and he ashamed of anybody that's a rap fan. Watching crackers make Juan Williams tap dance, them two niggas and Ben Carson can get the backhand. I'm tired of motherfuckers apologizing, cause racism never died, they just modernized it. They blame hip-hop, but who sodomized it? And that wound couldn't heal if you cauterized it. Pac said, only God judging me, God don't like ugly, the beauty is the struggling. Cops plot a way to try to fuck with me, lock me up in custody and pay to be fucking free. We are the change we were waiting for. Barack quote, I ain't even gotta say no more. I stay woke for the future, but the truth is, ain't no hope for the future.
I thank you from the bottom of my heart for just destroying everything I worked for the past 22 years, and a happy new year to you too.
If I know that in this hotel room, they have food every day, and I'm knocking the door every day to eat, and they tell, and they open the door, let me see the party, let me see like they throwing salami all over the, I mean just like throwing food around, but they're telling me there's no food in here. You know what I'm saying? Every day, I'm standing outside trying to sing my way in, you know what I'm saying? We are hungry, please let us in, we are hungry, please let us in. After about a week, that song is going to change to, we hungry, we need some food. After 2-3 weeks, it's like, you know, give me a little food, ragging out the door. After years, you just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm picking the lock, coming through the door, blasting, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you hungry, you reached your level, you don't want any more. We asked 10 years ago. We was asking with the Panthers. We was asking with that, you know, the civil rights movement. We was asking, you know, now those people that were asking, they're all dead and in jail. So now what do you think we're going to do?